Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This is your boy, Black Israel, coming at you live from out of Washington, D.C., the most corruptest city in the world. That's right, Washington, D.C. This is your boy, Black Israel, tonight coming. I want to welcome Shalom to all my brothers and sisters out there who listening in on Facebook at the Black Israel Talk Radio Nation. I also want to welcome everybody who listening online, as well as Google. Also, I want to welcome everybody who listens on the phones as well. Again, this is your boy, Black Israel. Tonight's show is going to be about wickedness. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about what the Bible means when they talk about wicked. Okay? We're going to definitely discuss that about all the wicked, because a lot of people thinking, man, like the wickedness doesn't exist in the Bible. Okay? Again, I want to thank my people out of North Carolina, Yorktown, Pennsylvania, also Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Cincinnati, Ohio, Connecticut, New York, Philly. I want to thank everybody for listening and coming on in. Again, I'm going to give you the title of the show. The title of the show is What the King James 1611 Holy Bible Say About People in the Wicked World. Okay, so We got a good show tonight. So what we're going to do is, I want all of y'all people out there to brush off, to brush your Bibles off and all that. Again, we're going to get into why Black Israel was talking about the religion churches, because a lot of religion churches are misleading our people. I'm going to keep it real, like I always do on my show. If you want to listen to my show, you can listen at Israel Black 37 or Israel Black on Facebook. Just click the star. Once you click that star, The talk show shall upload and you can listen. Also, you can listen on the phone by calling in at 646-787-8052, and you can listen live on the show. Okay, and you can go in my group at Black Israel Nation Talk Radio, and you also catch the show. Also, in my group, I want to say shalom to all my brothers and sisters in my group, the whole Black Israel down. You know, always on Friday night after the show, we upload movies in my group. Okay, so now let's get this show rolling. I want everybody, first of all, let's not get it twisted. The Most High created everything. Okay, everything the Most High created, including wicked, good, evil, bad, darkness, light. He created everything. So the first person we're going to go to prove that, we're going to go to Isaiah 45 and 7. Again, that's Isaiah 45 and 7. And that's what we're going to read right now. Get your Bibles out. Get ready. This is what it said. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of you all out here, especially you Christians, probably didn't know that God created evil. It's just common sense, because he the creator of all creation. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people out there, our brothers and sisters think out there, God only do good, good, good. God don't do evil. Right? Which I don't realize, God created Satan. He created Satan. He also created evil, like it said in the scripture. Okay? So, again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. I want to welcome Chicago in the house. You know what I'm saying? Kashara, Chicago listening in, Illinois. Indiana, so they listening in Chicago. Welcome to the show. The next script we're going to go to is we're going to check out Let's go to Luke 19:27, and let's see how Christ handled the wicked. Let's see how Christ handled. And this is what it said. But my enemies, which were not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. And this is Christ speaking in Luke 19:27, telling them to bring his enemy, the ones who don't want to allow Christ to rule over them. He say, bring them here and let them and slay them before me. So what we reading now, we're reading out the King James 16:11 Bible. So it's going to sound funny the way it's coming out in terms of the scripture, but it's because it's the King James 16:11. If you got a regular King James Bible, that's fine. But let me enlighten you all about something. It's a lot of Bibles out there that they call this a remaking, reissue, and all this type of stuff. And a lot of times, if it's not the regular King James Bible or the King James 16:11, it's going to try to read wrong. That's one of the ways of trying to prevent you from getting a proper understanding of the scriptures. So just understand that for the record. Okay? Then we're going to go to the next scripture. Okay? The next scripture we're going to go to, Proverbs 28, chapter, verse 1. Okay, 28, chapter, verse 1. Now, why are some of you out there trying to find it? I'm going to continue being clear with this. Order for you to get the understanding of this Bible. And a lot of the churches, a lot of fake Israelite groups out there, yeah, I'm keeping it real, fake Israelite groups. So-called Negroes who call themselves Israelites, but not Israelites. You know what I'm saying? And what I say about that, because they're not teaching proper or teaching the truth like it's supposed to be taught. Okay, now, let's go. Okay, here we go. This is what it says. We have Proverbs 28, chapter, verse 1. The wicked flees when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Okay? So, again, for my brothers and sisters out there, again, this particular scripture makes it clear that once you start discussing and getting a better understanding of the Bible and breaking that Bible down, a lot of these brothers and sisters out there who don't know the truth and other nations who don't know the truth, you know what I'm saying, they're going to leave because they ain't going to want to hear it because they already know that you cutting them up with them scriptures. So that's why it says right here in the 28:1 when it says the wicked pursue with nobody chasing him, you know, nobody behind him. Because they understand once you hear the word of God, hear the truth, the wicked gonna flee anyway. And with nobody pursuing it, it's gonna flee. The wicked is gonna flee, of course. Again, this is Friday night at the Black Israel Nation Talk Radio coming at you live, Washington, D.C. We want to give all praises to the Most High God, the God of Israel, the God of the Israelites, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, the God who created the world and everything in the world. You know what I'm saying? So we want to give all praise to the Most High. Thank the Lord for blessing us for another Friday evening at the Black Israel Talk Radio. Again, this is your boy, Black Israel, your host, coming at you live out of the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. Again, we want to thank my Puerto Rican brothers and sisters and my brothers and sisters from the islands, Jamaican Trinidad, Mexico, my Mexico brothers and sisters who listening there. Shalom, you know what I'm saying? So we got them listening in as well. You know what I'm saying? And let's realize one thing, people. We got God's chosen people. We got Israelites, you know what I'm saying, who's in the four corners of the earth. So we got blacks, Hispanic people, South Central America. We got them living in the land of Ham, which is our so-called African today. We got to live them in Japan. We got black brothers and sisters living in Korea. We got brothers and sisters live all over the world, German, Europe. You know what I'm saying? So we got the Israelites on the four corners of the earth, like the Bible prophesies in the book of Deuteronomy. You know what I'm saying? He's going to scatter the chosen people, the four corners of the earth. Again, the ones who just coming in, tonight's show is what the King James Bible 16:11 say about the people of the world that is wicked, okay? So that's what we're on right now. So we're moving it on down. So we're going to go stay in Proverbs now, people. We're going to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 4. That's where we're at right now, okay? So what we doing is coming out the King James Bible to find out what the Most High think about wicked, okay? This is a subject. Because a lot of us, man, I'm telling you right now, a lot of us right now is walking around doing wicked, and we don't even realize we're doing wicked. Even because we were taught wrong, or some of us walking around doing wickedness, and we've been doing it so long, it's just a norm. It's just a norm. It's just a normal lifestyle for us. And we don't realize that wickedness is going to get us destroyed by the Most High. And like I said, it's not an easy walk. You know, it takes one day at a time, but you gotta come up out of it. Okay, what did I say? We have Proverbs 28:4. This is what it said: they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Okay, you see that right there? But such as keep the law, contend with them. Okay, now, let me break this down. First of all, in this particular verse, it said, they that forsake the law, okay, praise the wicked. Why did it say they who forsake the law praise the wicked? Because when you don't do what the Most High say in his laws and commandments, then you are praising the wicked. Let me give you an example. The Bible says don't eat crab legs and crabs and pork. You understand what I'm saying? But some of you all go out there and eat it anyway, saying as long as you pray over. But that's part of the law. You can't pray over something that God put in the law not to do, and you're going to pray over to do wickedness. It's like somebody praying to God, I'm going to go rob this person's house, and pray to God that he's going to rob the person's house. That don't even make any sense. You can't pray over sin. You can't pray over wickedness. Then you can pray sin away and ask the Lord to take away the sin, but you can't actually do the sin and then pray to God to bless you for doing the sin. Does that make sense, people? So I'm just trying to give you a better understanding, because a lot of your churches and whoever teaching y'all is not teaching y'all the truth. So the first part of this verse, when it said, they who forsake the law, you know what I'm saying, praise the wicked. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't do what the law says and go against what God's saying, obviously you're doing the work of Satan. You're doing the work of wickedness, you know what I'm saying? But such as keep the law, contend with him. So the ones who keep the law, rolling with the Most High, okay? The ones who keep the law, rolling with the Most High in Christ, okay? So that's very important that we hold on to the law, okay? That we hold on to the law. Again, it's Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., I want to welcome our brothers and sisters out of Canada coming in, Cuba. I got them all over the world, people, coming in. They're coming in. Alabama for coming in, Cincinnati. I want to thank them all for coming in and listening in. You know what I'm saying? Again, tonight's show is what is the King James 1611 Holy Bible say about people in the world who are living under wickedness, okay? So again, where we at? Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. Okay? Come on, y'all, breath them Bibles off. And I'm gonna tell y'all for the record, I want y'all to write these scriptures down. Okay, you ain't gotta believe what Israel say. I'm only a servant to the Most High. I'm only a teacher, a servant of the Most High. I have a live class who's listening in as we speak. And I'm just like I'm telling them, I'm telling y'all, write the scriptures down and go back and study them for yourself. Write the scriptures down. Okay, now we're at Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. And this is what it says. For God so brings every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You see that, what I'm saying? You see that right there? This is a powerful scripture right there. I'm going to break it down. First of all, in the first part of the scripture, it says God shall bring every work into judgment. So everything you do on this earth is going to be judged, whether it's good or whether it's bad. It's going to be judged. So you're out there teaching brothers the right thing and sisters the right thing in this study, you're going to be judged for it. If you're misleading the sheep like a lot of these pastors doing in the church, if you're misleading the sheep of the Lord, you're going to be judged on it. Okay, you're going to be judged on it. You do anything good or bad, you're going to be judged on it. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's good or evil, as the scriptures say, you're going to be judged on it. Okay? You're going to be judged on it. Again, this is your boy Black Israel coming at you live. Man, again, y'all people, it's very, very important that you learn these scriptures. Okay, time is getting short. When I say time getting short, it's going to come a time where we're not going to be able to bring this truth out. It's going to be too late for a lot of you all when Christ come back. When Christ come back and a lot of things going on this earth right now, it's going to be too late for a lot of you all to get this truth. So why not get this truth now while you can get it? Just be careful, people, who you're learning these scriptures by. Okay? Be very careful who you learn these scriptures by. Okay, now, let's go to Romans. Let's take this thing to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Okay, let's get that. Let's get that. And I know a lot of y'all probably heard this particular scripture before. I'm quite sure a lot of y'all heard this one right here. Okay, it says, for the wages of sin is death. You can't get it no more clear than that. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, which is God's name in Hebrew is Yahweh, meaning he is I am. Christ's name in Hebrew is Yahawashah. Okay? So we just want to be clear on that. Okay, this particular verse we're talking about, it make it clear. It said the wages of sin is death. So, again, if you're out there killing, doing wickedness, misleading, it's going to lead to your spiritual death. It's going to lead to your death, period. Of having this particular teaching and these scriptures is to open your eyes, you brothers and sisters' eyes, so y'all can open that spiritual eye. You know, we all have a spiritual eye, the ones who are God's chosen people. And what did that spiritual eye do? It allows you to be able to see the scriptures and understand the scriptures before you was taught. Right now, a lot of you all are blind. Y'all don't have a spiritual eye because y'all can't see. I was just talking to somebody today, man. I was just talking to a sister today. And a sister was bringing up to me about the Christmas tree. And the sister claim that she's in the Bible. She believes in the scriptures of the Bible. She believes in God. She believes in Christ as the Savior. She believes all that. So she asked me about the Christmas tree, and I told her in Jeremiah the 10th chapter that the Christmas tree was an idol. Okay, it was an idol, and it was an abomination to God. It was wicked. The sister go back and forth with me about, nah, the Christmas tree, I have a Christmas tree in my house, but I don't worship it, blah, 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 I don't worship the Christmas tree. I said, the fact that you have it in your house, it's a sin. So, eventually, the sister tells me, well, show me what scripture is in. So, I pull the scripture, you know, and try to tell the sister, you're going to have to listen and read the scripture. The broader problem with a lot of our sisters and brothers out here, we got to learn how to listen. You're not going to learn anything unless you're patient and you listen. Once you have patience and you listen to what the person is telling you out the scriptures, that's only and then you can have the understanding and then get that spiritually eye so you can see and not be blind. So make a long story short, the sister eventually humbled herself and she listened. So I had her to read it. She read it out. I broke it down to her, and this is what she said. Why the churches, let me advise you, this is a sister who supposed to have been in the church for like 40 years at least. First thing she came after she read it and calmed down and was patient was why the churches do not teach us this. And I told her, your churches is never going to teach y'all the truth. It's all about that butter. It's all about that money. You know what I'm saying? They go to that theology school and they learn the way the so-called white man teach them about the book. Okay? Not the way it's supposed to be taught. And again, for the record, you know what I'm saying? I told her, you have to read and continue reading to get the understanding. So, then she tells me after this is, well, oh, man, I didn't know that was in the Bible. So what I do next year, I won't put the Christmas tree up, but I will celebrate Christmas. I told that sister, look, Christmas, the Christmas tree, all that go one and one and one. You cannot celebrate Christmas, period. So what I did, I pulled John, the 10th chapter, verse 22 and 23, to show her what Christ celebrated in the wintertime with the Feast of Dedication. So she read that, and she got a better understanding, okay? And all praise to the Most High God. Hopefully next year she won't celebrate Christmas or put up no Christmas tree, but she'll celebrate the Feast of Dedication. I just wanted to share that with y'all. You know, I just wanted to share that with y'all right quick. You know what I'm saying? And that's important that we get to understand it and not believe what man tells us. That's why I tell y'all all the time on my show, just go ahead and write the scriptures down for yourself. This is a very, very, very wicked world out here, people. And a lot of people don't think this world is wicked. This is a very wicked world out here. You know what I'm saying? And it's very important that we teach our kids, our grandkids, you know what I'm saying, the truth of this book. You know what I'm saying? It's for they won't grow up believing a lie. Because a lot of them been brought up believing a lie. So we don't want our kids growing up believing a lie. Absolutely not. Okay, let's go to, we got two more scriptures left. Let's go to John chapter 14, verse 15. Okay? Let's get that. And a lot of y'all want to know what it means to love God, or what it means to love Christ. Then I'm going to read it to you, what it means to love God and to love Christ and not do wicked. So let's take it through the scripture. What it says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Simple as that. That's in John chapter 14, verse 15. Man, you know what I'm saying? The bottom line, if you love the Most High God, keep his commandments. So all that eating pork, going out there robbing brothers and sisters out there, trying to get over, you know what I'm saying, women and men, women sleeping with four or five different dudes, lying, men out there lying and creeping and doing all that, messing with other men and women, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep the commandments if you love the Most High. If you love the Most High, you'll keep the commandments. You know what I'm saying? As they would say, you even love the Most High or die. Cut and dry. That's basically what the scripture is saying in the next year. Either love the Most High or spiritually and physically die. That's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? The Bible also says he would have mercy who he had mercy on and had compassion whoever he had compassion on. You know what I'm saying? So every day, even myself, we ask the Lord to have mercy and have mercy on our soul and have compassion and mercy with us. That's a good thing to say every day when you wake up in the morning. And before you go to bed at night, to ask the Most High God, you know what I'm saying, to have mercy on your soul. Because we don't know when we're going to leave this earth. You know what I'm saying? We don't know when we're going to leave. Tomorrow's not never promised to nobody. So when we get up every morning, we want to thank the Most High God for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Because a lot of people ain't able to see another day. So it's very important that you all who are listening to my show this evening, it's very important that I write these scriptures down and take it in. Because it's a reason why a lot of you all are listening to the show. Maybe the Spirit is moving you to listen to the show. You don't know what the future lies ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all probably been to churches all your life. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we gotta realize that what happened back then in the past, it's a possibility we weren't taught correctly. Now that the God allowing brothers out here to open your eyes into the truth, y'all going to have to be patient and humble yourself And this includes men and women. You got to humble yourself and allow yourself to learn. Patience. Listen. You know what I'm saying? Get a brother a chance to open up the Bible, break it down, you know, and ask for God, ask the Lord, and through Jesus Christ, your house shall to give you to understand it. But in order for you to learn the Bible and understand the prophecies and the breakdown of the Bible, you have to listen. Can't go around in your mouth like you know everything. You got to listen. Because at one time, the people like myself and brothers who are in the truth, who are teaching, at one time, we didn't know the truth. We had to learn and humble ourselves so we could learn the truth. We had to be taught, just like we're trying to teach y'all. We're not saying we know everything, but we all try to teach y'all, according to the Spirit, what we do know when it comes to these scriptures. Okay, ain't nobody on this planet Earth is perfect. I done say that plenty of times on my show. Ain't nobody perfect on this planet Earth. But we try to be Christ-like. We ain't going to be perfect like Christ, but we try to be Christ-like by studying and getting to understand and learning out of the scriptures on an everyday basis, on the best we can. Then be advised, tomorrow is the Sabbath. So, you know what I'm saying? Again, the Sabbath is to do good things on the Sabbath. The first of all, we got to get all praises to the Most High God on the Sabbath because he blessed y'all for another Sabbath. That's a holy day. That's a day you're supposed to go to church and praise the Lord and all that type of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So just be sure on the Sabbath you say a prayer, you give the Almighty God his props for bringing you to another Sabbath day. Okay? Now, we're going to go to one more scripture. I like this one. This is a powerful one. I want y'all to make sure y'all write this one down as well. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. And this is what it says. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Okay? Let me break this down. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. It says again, and we know that we are of God. Okay? We know that we are of God. God's chosen people, people whose eyes have been opened to this Bible, we know that we are of God. Okay? And the whole world lies in wickedness. So it's telling you right here in the scripture that the world is wicked. The world is wicked as hell. If you're alive and breathing and see what things going on in this world today, we all know this world is wicked as hell, man. Okay, we know this world is wicked as hell. You know what I'm saying? Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio this evening. I hope everybody got a better understanding. I try to bring this truth to you every Friday from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. Yeah. And I want to make sure everybody get a better understanding of this show. If you want to be a guest on my show, just contact me at Israel Black on Facebook and let me know, drop me a line or two. Let me know that you want to be a guest on my show. You know, leave your number or contact us so I can get in contact with you and we can make it happen. And you can come on the show and, you know what I'm saying, we're kicking. You know what I'm saying? We're kicking and talk about some things about the Bible or just everyday life so the people can hear. Okay? So just let me know if you want to come on the show. Again, I want to thank everybody worldwide for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio. For my people in the group, Shalom, I want to thank all of y'all for listening there on my Facebook friends and family. Again, catch me next Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, this is your boy, Black Israel. You already know what I'm about to do. I'm about to drop this microphone. I'm out of here. And thanks for listening.
We load a cocky man.